Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Adam McKelly covers the Brewers like no other. For Brewers.com, check out his work covering the team. The team is back home after their trip out west. Adam, were you out west? Were you in? Did you do the Colorado thing and the Los Angeles thing?
I did. So two out of the last 3 weeks on the road, it felt like we were in Denver for a month because it was four straight night games, which is really strange.
Well, then you deserved the day off yesterday as much as anybody else. So now the Brewers are back home. Hey, in our newscast, we played a cut. It was kind of a combo cut. We had Christian Yelich in studio yesterday. And I asked him specifically, Adam, like what is it? Why is there such a bubble around Milwaukee where the national tension, it never really pops like it should? Craig Counsell leaves. The Brewers are going to fall apart. No, that's not happening. David Stearns leaves. He goes to New York. Well, the organization's going to fall apart. And all they do year after year is overachieve and commonly reach the postseason. What is behind all of it, do you think?
Well, it's smart decisions. I think they have a really smart front office that has a secret sauce, in particular for squeezing something out of pitchers, where they pick up a guy like Brian Hudson, the perfect example, cast off by the Dodgers when they needed a 40-man spot. Pretty ugly numbers in the big leagues. Nothing jumps out at you in the minor leagues. And he comes to Milwaukee and becomes an all-star candidate. Now, bumpy road lately, but look at his first half as a whole. They have found something with him, and they've done that with so many pitchers over the years. They've become a little bit of a pitching factory, which anyone who's covered the Brewers or followed the Brewers dating back to the mid-2000s, the 1990s, you know, might fall out of their chair hearing that sentence. But it's true. It's kind of what they've done. And the other part of it, I think, Greg, is opportunity. When you're an organization that doesn't have the payroll, say, of the Dodgers, who they just played, the Padres, who they played on the previous road trip, you're going to have to find some gems. You know, it's just the way it's going to have to be. And that means opportunity. And I think that, you know, you don't find a Tobias Myers. You don't find a Brian Hudson. You don't find a Trevor McGill. Unless you are a team that's willing to take a chance on some guys, and if they work, they click. If they don't, you know, designate for assignment and move on. I think the number is 52 players they've already used. They've used 16 starting pitchers, 32 pitchers in all. They've had a ton of players appear for this team because they've had injuries and had need, and that means opportunity. And guys have been given a chance, and a number of them have jumped up and claimed it.
So, Adam, the All-Star list is out now. We get two starters, Christian Yelich, William Contreras. I'm curious, though, because there's a lot of talk about who got snubbed, and a lot of people, a lot of fans who feel like quite a few of our guys did. With all of your coverage, who do you think got snubbed?
Well, I will punt on that and say I will trust Christian Yelich, because Christian Yelich is the unofficial president of the Bryce Terang fan club, and I don't know if they have T-shirts and membership cards, but I'm sure Yelich is working on that because he loves Bryce Terang. He loves the jump that Bryce Terang made from statistically one of the least performing hitters in the National League last year, who did it with defense. Now this year he's still giving him that defense, and he's turned into a really good hitter. And if you look at some of the measures of value that teams all produce, and there's, you know, different websites have their measure of value, Bryce Terang is the one website, Baseball Reference, that we all use and are all super addicted to, has Bryce Terang as the fifth most valuable player in the National League. Not second baseman, not infielder, player.
Wow.
So Christian Yelich loved the leap because he, you know, Yelich himself made a leap early in his career, and now Bryce Terang is doing the same. So that's a big one. The relievers all wanted a Hudson, although he pitched poorly in his last three, kind of taking a break. He's carried this heavy workload. It's probably, you know, frankly, not the worst thing in the world for him to have a full All-Star break.
Sure.
To go home and get some of his grandmother's famous chicken wings at her restaurant. And then the other guy, Trevor McGill, really inside the clubhouse. You're talking about filling in for one of the best closers on the planet with Devin Williams being injured. And the Brewers tried a couple of guys early in the year. McGill is the one who really jumped up and grabbed that. He's carrying a heavy workload, heavier than he's had in his career, and he's really doing the job for them. So there was a lot of vibes in the clubhouse. They would love for Trevor McGill to get onto that roster. And look, there's still room for changes. There's always last-minute changes in this thing. Some pitchers, some starting pitchers will go Sunday and then by rule be unavailable. They'll get replaced on the roster. So we'll see if any of these guys do get added. But inside the clubhouse, I think the guys know the value that those players have brought to the team.
Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey joining us here on Wisconsin's Midday News. Brewers and Pirates tonight kicking off a three-game series as part of a six-game homestand. And then a week from today, Adam, you'll be on All-Star break, right? So do you cover the All-Star game, or will you be at Noah's Ark in the Wisconsin Dells going down the big water slides? What will you be doing?
I wish I was on. What's the plunge called now? The point of no return?
Did they change the name?
That's the one.
It's not the plunge anymore?
I think it's a different slide. I remember as a kid getting torn up on the plunge, right? You'd get all banged up and bruised, and now it's the point of no return. But the answer, I'm not doing the All-Star game this year. I did it last year in Seattle. We do bring in some extra hands to help out. I will be writing the night of the All-Star game. A couple of us are from the couch going to be writing little roundups of some of the players. I've got the National League Central guys. But don't forget, it's draft week as well. The draft now, Major League Baseball draft, coincides with the All-Star game. So the first round is Sunday. This is a big week for the front office and scouts. There is a lot riding on the draft, and the Brewers have four picks, including, don't forget, they picked up a draft pick in the Corbin Burnes trade. So we'll finally get the full scope of the Corbin Burnes trade on Sunday night on day one of the draft, and then day two is Monday, day three is Tuesday. So I will be covering the draft on Monday and Tuesday while the rest of the baseball world, or at least the players who aren't in the All-Star game, are enjoying a break.
I thought for a moment you were going to say, don't forget, tonight is Yacht.
Well, that's the 26th. That's coming up as Jessica sports her Yacht Rock hat. We get the giveaways sent to us typically, Adam, every month. So they have sent us the captain's hat that'll be worn on Yacht Rock night.
Friday, July 26th against the Miami Marlins. That makes sense.
Yeah, if you need one, let us know. I know some people can get you one.
It doesn't fit, Greg.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. I'm trying to think of the best giveaway we've seen on the road this year. I think, unfortunately for Brewers fans, it was in St. Louis. They had this hat. Did you guys see this one? It was like a cardinal that you wore, and its legs dangled down over your ears.
Sitting
on your head.
People were getting a big kick out of that one.
Yeah, I don't know. The giveaways this year, though, they've not been great. I'm trying to – in San Diego, we came home with this pretty sweet, like Hawaiian shirt. That was pretty good.
You mean the other team's giveaways? You're being critical of the other team's giveaways, Adam?
Well, sometimes they bring a buy in the press box so we get to see what other clubs are doing. You know, sometimes you get something really good, something really unique. I've had umbrellas that I've carried with me for like multiple years because they were small enough to fit in my bag. So, I've had like a Washington Nationals umbrella.
Well, that's interesting because usually you can't bring an umbrella in.
Well, I mean, when you have the power,
when you're Adam McKelvey,
that's
revealed
in the media. I mean, you just go wherever we want.
It's too bad you missed the cigar giveaway to kids in Detroit. I think they're still doing that too.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Stop it!
Pretty sure.
Wade Miley did give me a pack of candy cigarettes on the last homestand that I enjoyed throughout this trip. So that was nice.
Oh, good. The travels of Adam McKelvey back to cover the Brewers at home tonight. Follow Adam on Twitter. Check out his reports from the game and what are you snacking on during the third or fourth inning. Adam, we appreciate your time. We'll check in again soon.
All right. Paul Skeens in the finale. Hopefully we'll see you guys out there at the ballpark for the Pirates Thursday.
That is right. One of the best young pitchers in all of baseball throwing against the Brewers. That'll be on Thursday afternoon. Appreciate it, Adam. Thanks, pal.
Bye, guys.